revelations this week by Prosecutor General Lois Matanda Moyo that billions of dollars are leaving Zimbabwe through illicit deals have contradicted the narrative of other government officials. They have often blamed economic challenges on targeted sanctions over election rigging and human rights abuses. At a training workshop for government officials in Harare Tuesday, Matanda Moyo called for immediate action.
Corruption remains one of the greatest barricades to the resuscitation of an economic thriving Zimbabwe. It is estimated that Zimbabwe, we are losing 1.8 billion United States dollars annually due to corruption.
No one from the government has responded to her accusations. Economist Gift Mgano says Zimbabwe's annual revenue losses to corruption are too much, adding that even the World Bank hasn't allocated that amount to Zimbabwe within 1 year period ever. In fact, Mgano calls the $1.8 billion losses underestimated.
Remember that $1.8 billion is just illicit financial flows leaving the country. We also have a large chunk of internal corruption, which averages around $1 billion every year, which is reported by the Auditor General every year. If you then add those two numbers, you are moving close to $3 billion, which is currently half the size of our national budget, which we are wasting.
VOA reached to Zimbabwe's Anti-Corruption Commission with questions, but they remained unanswered. John Maketo is program manager at the Zimbabwe Coalition on Debt and Development, a non-profit organization that fights for social economic justice. He says a moribund economy, inadequate regulatory oversight and legislative loopholes create a breeding ground for corruption.
The fact that we've got a whole commission, an anti-corruption commission, is not enough. The commission must be supported with strong and sound systems in terms of prosecution of corruption cases.
Mateko says it is frustrating to see criminal cases lodged by the anti-corruption going nowhere. Citizens, he says, can only imagine how much their communities could benefit from staunching those losses. Since coming to power in 2017, President Emmerson Mnangagwa has promised to deal with corruption. Mnangagwa, however, has faced criticism for the government's alleged system of arresting but then acquitting suspects with connections to the president. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.